Hi everyone, and thank you very, very much for coming and joining us online. And well, what I'm going to do is really go straight into the exercises and practices today, because we usually do an introduction, but we've only got 2 hours, so that's going to really eat away into our time. So I hope you don't mind. We're going to miss on that and work, go into the practices straight away. Some of you have done exercises and sessions with me before. Quite a few of you have, so we'll be covering the same ground, but I think it's always really worth doing together because it means we get a deeper and a fuller experience of it. It may just encourage you to keep going or to find the things that you like to do. I've been encouraged to do these courses by Land of Joy because we not only want to, give a program of lots of spiritual events and retreats. We want to support people in their spiritual journey and also to bring people onto there, and a very way, good way to connect with that is through our yoga, through these practices. And the reason I don't teach the Hatha yoga is because most people just aren't going to get themselves into a full lotus. Whereas the Qigong, the Qigong anybody can do. I'm not a teacher of Qigong, but I have an amazing teacher here in Spain who's a lineage master. And I just want to pass on a little bit of that because I've found that the Qigong work goes so well with the pranayama work. And whether you're going to sit on your mat or not, it helps you in your life, it helps your health, it certainly helps you mentally to be able to cope with the stresses of life, because really most of the time we're just disconnected from this lovely, lovely energy that's all around us. And if we could just connect every now and then and give this sort of hard, tough body and mind a rest and just connect with really what the true nature of everything is. And I'm not getting spiritual here, but just everything is an energy. And if we can just tune into that a little bit, it can be very helpful in all sorts of ways. So the first thing we do is lay down. And if you can make yourself comfortable lying down on your back, we're going to do a full relaxation and then we're going to start the pranayama work, which is doing the three parts of the breath, which you've done before with me. And we'll just explore that and just take ourselves into the breathing. So find a place where you can lay down very comfortably, where you can hear me. If you need a cushion to support your neck or under your knees, just, find what's best for you. And I'm going to get my position now and then we'll start. Okay. So often when you're laying down, especially we're going to be laying down for probably 15, 20 minutes. You sometimes get very uncomfortable in the lower back. So, have something there to support yourself. Or what you can do is just bend the knees a little bit, and that just relaxes the curve in the bottom of the spine. And then just laying down and sinking into the floor. Tuck the chin in towards the chest. Slightly, not too much, but just to lengthen the back of the neck. And then the palms are just facing upwards, back of the hands resting and sinking into the floor. And now just gather yourself here on the mat and take your breath. Take a focus towards the breath that's going in and out through the nostrils. So just gently being aware of where you are and just bringing your mind into this space. And then we're going to do a bit of tensing and relaxing so we can just really get the body ready for some pranayama. Start by pulling the toes up towards the face. And really put some tension in the ankles, in the lower leg, pushing the calves down into the floor. Hold that tension. Just hold that tension and be aware of it. And then let go.
Feel the feet just fall away, the ankles relax to the side, the lower part of the leg just relaxing into the floor. And then move your attention up towards the knees and pull the knees, tighten the knee cap and push the back of the knee down towards the floor and tighten the thigh muscle and slightly roll it. And hold that tension, pulling up slightly into the buttocks as well. And hold that tension for a few moments, build it up. And then let go and feel the tension just fading away and the relaxation coming in. And the lower legs just relaxing down into the floor, sinking into the floor. And then start to pull up inside yourself, right up towards the tummy, pulling up and pulling up, tightening on the lower sphincters, up towards the diaphragm. Really hold the tension inside, feel. And the buttock muscles also tightening, all the tummy area tightening, holding that tension, feeling it. And then let go. Feel the tension just seep away and the relaxation replace it. And sink into the floor. And then making a fist with both hands, clench that fist, press it down onto the floor, press the upper arm and lower arm into the floor, and then push the chest, arch it towards the sky, towards the ceiling, and push the shoulder blades in. So you're really building tension up in the upper body. And hold it as long as you can. So you really are aware of this tension. And when you let go, the fingers just uncurl, the hands gently sink to the floor, the body relaxes right into the floor, the upper body. Be very aware of the difference between the tension and this lovely relaxation. Just enjoy it. And then just lift the head only 2 or 3 inches from the floor and hold the tension in the neck. And you need to do this for a few moments just to let the tension build up. And this is the tension we have so often, but we don't notice it. We're just too busy. So really build that tension up and into the face. And then lower the head down, just tucking the chin slightly towards the chest. And feel it relax. Feel the neck muscles totally relax and the head sinking like a really heavy weight into the floor. And then just roll the head from side to side very gently. Not too far. And just adjust the back of the neck so you're comfortable. And then screw the face up as tight as you can. Nobody can see you. Just really, really screw up the eyes, round the nose, round the mouth. Build the tension up from the ears, the top of the head. Hold that tension. And then let go. and just feel the tension falling away. And the face becomes smooth and relaxed. And then using either a bubble or your tongue, on the inside of the mouth, just roll a bubble round or roll your tongue round into the cheeks, the upper mouth, down towards the jaw. Rolling round one way and then the other. And then even the tongue relaxes, just gently, hardly touching the palate, but just gently resting there. And then you take a mental walk over the body. And notice the difference from when you first laid down to how now the body just sinks into the floor. Feels supported by the floor. Just very relaxed. And the reason we try and find this sort of feeling, this relaxed feeling, is that then it's so much easier to work with the prana. And the prana is the energy that we're going to bring in on our breath and work with. So you're just going to rest the mind on the breath, going in and out through the nostrils. You're not going to do anything, but just watch the breath and try and take the mind to the tips of the nostril where the air is just going in gently and coming out. And you just watch the breath. At the same time, aware of this lovely relaxed body, sinking and supported. So the three parts of the breath we're going to do, and we'll do it in this separate three parts and then put it all together again. And we start off with the abdominal breathing. And we'll just talk you through it while you just rest there at the tip of your nostrils and listen. And we're going to take, with the mouth closed if possible, I know some people find that difficult, but we try and do all this breathing through the nose. We breathe into the tummy, into the abdomen. And if you think of it like a balloon, we just open it out, relax it. Not too much, no strain. And then as we're breathing out, we just flatten the tummy to really exhale all that full exhalation out. So begin by taking a deeper breath and taking that breath. Try and follow it with the mind. Go down towards the tummy. Open out the tummy, back and front if you can. Breathing in. And breathing out. Control the tummy muscles. At first they just flatten down and then just squeezing back a bit. Doing it all under control and without any strain. Let's do a few of these abdominal breaths together. Trying to stay with the breath as it goes in. Follow the breath into the tummy. Expand. Gently. And then follow the breath out and feel the tummy fall back towards the floor. And these don't have to be long, deep breaths because that's not the point. What we're trying to do is control the breath and actually relearn this abdominal breathing. And it feels very gentle and very stretchy, the body around the tummy. Like a balloon. You've just blown a little bit into it. Just stretching it out. Inflating. And then deflating. Remembering to open out into the back as well as the front. Just a lovely gentle rhythm. And then just relax the breath and go back to your normal rate of breathing. The tummy relaxes. You take the focus back to the tip of the nostrils. Normal breathing. And then the next part of the breath is going to be into the rib cage. And we're going to try and expand the rib cage, not just upwards, but more outwards, you know, like a bird spreading its wings, or if you can think of an accordion. So we're going to breathe into the rib cage area and then just open it out. So again, taking mind with the breath, and forgetting about the tummy movement this time. Start to breathe into the rib cage. And open out, opening out the back a little bit and the sides, controlling the breath as you breathe out, and just doing that to your rhythm. We'll do a few of these breaths. And as you follow the breath into this area, it opens out and your mind just sort of fills that space. And it gets softer. The edges all soften. And you're breathing into the back, into the sides. Opening up, lovely space, and controlling the breath as you breathe out, using the rib cage to expand and contract. Just doing a few more breaths. And then taking a rest. Let the breathing go back to its normal rhythm. Everything relaxes, tummy relaxes, rib cage relaxes. And you sink into the floor. And the next part of the breath is going to be up towards the top of the lungs. And there won't be much movement here at all. But if you want, you can just to direct, because it's more a concentration to direct the flow. You can pop your fingers, you know, points of the fingers, just ends of the fingers, just facing the collarbone, just to say, give you a point where you're directing the inhalation, because there should be very little movement, but there should be some internal expansion, which just helps the lungs to use, helps you to use the top of the lungs. So just resting the mind on the breath again, at the nostrils, tip of the nostrils. Nothing else is going to move very much at all. You're going to try and direct all the inhalation up towards the collarbone. That's where you're aiming for, and into the shoulder blade area. So now just start to breathe in gently, and with your mind on the breath, direct the breath, all of it, up towards the top of the lungs, and then just fill the space under the collarbone and into the back of the shoulder blades. And in your own rhythm, do a few of these breaths. And although there isn't much movement, you're actually increasing the elasticity of this area that gets very rigid. And so it just loosens it. You can feel it just softening as you're breathing in. And a lot of concentration to really just go up towards the top of the lungs. But then just continue and try and expand a little bit under the collarbone. Back into the shoulder blades. So this is really where we tighten up and get rigid as we get older, posture sorts. So this loosens off, opens up that area. And it's interesting. We don't usually go with our mind to this part of our body, but just open it up with the breath. And just expand in there with the mind. And then take a rest. Relax the hands. Palms facing the ceiling. And just roll the head slightly side to side, not too far. Just keep that relaxation. So that the body just, you don't have to worry about it. You can just work with the breath. So now we'll put all that together. And I think you have to just think of mainly having enough breath to do the three parts, not run out of breath, but just make sure you don't strain as well, because these don't have to be big, huge, deep breaths. With practice that comes, but that's not what we're trying to do. We just want to control that breath, and it's like a wave, you know, the prana, bringing the prana in, filling the body, lovely, lovely prana, and then breathing out. And try to lengthen the exhalation when we do this. So resting the mind back at the tip of the nostrils. Collecting the mind on the breath. And then begin to breathe in and open up the tummy. Continue breathing in. Open up the rib cage in the back. Continue a little bit more up towards the top of the lungs and the collarbone. And as you're breathing out, control it. So the rib cage controls and squeezes, and the abdomen flattens and just pushes out a little bit more exhalation. And then it springs back, ready to take another lovely in-breath. Opening out front and back, like that balloon. Enough breath to go right up into the shoulders. Pause, and then breathing out, controlling all the way. And then pushing back with the tummy, just flattening that last bit of exhalation out. So in your own time, just a few breaths like this. Enjoying just going in with the breath, that lovely space, everything opening out. just a hollow body with lovely prana coming in and going out. And after your next exhalation, just rest the breath and just relax. Notice the difference between that very controlled breathing and the short, shallow, normal breathing you're doing now. It just helps to notice that what you can do, you know, with the prana, with these exercises. So what's really important is that we also get to use the back of the body and open that up. So what I'd like you to do now is just stretch out and then turn on your side and onto your tummies. So you may need some cushions, something to support your chin. You can use your two fists underneath the chin, making sure that you are absolutely got, you know, free movement for the breathing, and that you're comfortable. Okay. And so there's now all the weight of the body is on the tummy, so you'll be pushing against the floor with your tummy and your rib cage, but the back is now free and open. And so we can really concentrate on opening that part out. And this is lovely because we just normally don't do this and we have such a hard shell. This is our big protection, our backs. So just resting the mind again on the breath at the tip of the nostrils. Start to gently breathe into the tummy. It's just going to be the tummy breathing, but breathing into the back of the tummy now, opening up the back. And this really starts to soften up. So follow the breath with the mind and just open out all that middle part of the trunk, the body. Concentrating more on the back and opening that out. Softening it. Just gently breathing in. Think of the balloon expanding. Soft and elastic. And breathing out with control. And then we'll do the same into the rib cage. Just continue with this. So now breathing into the rib cage. The rib cage pushes against the floor, but really concentrating on the back of the rib cage. So it opens out like those wings and really fills with lovely prana and breathing out. Feel that lovely space. And how much more movement you can get. How much more breathing you can do, really, when you expand the breathing. All this is really oxygenating the body and keeping it really gassed up as it should be. As we get older, the muscles in between the rib cages really, really get stiff. and they stop us expanding because we don't usually breathe like this. And so the breathing gets poorer and poorer. So the more we can do this, keeping those intercostal muscles really nice and elastic. The better we can breathe. And then the next part of the breath up towards the top of the shoulders. So there's not much movement in the rib cage or the lower back. More of a concentration. So just going with the breath from the nostrils, follow it and direct it all towards the top of the lungs, using your concentration, and then open out just under the shoulder blades. And continue doing this breath and feel a little bit of expansion, but very much a softening. All of the open space. All the air, all the inhalation directed towards the top of the lungs. And then opening up the shoulder blades. And then just rest the breath. Just put the head to the side for a moment and we'll do a few full breaths, but just let's rest the breath now. It's always important not to tire yourself when you're doing the pranayama. The lungs are very, very tender. As long as we go gently, we won't do any harm and we'll certainly improve our respiration. So now again, just resting the mind at the tip of the nostrils, watching the breath go in and out. Start to do a full breath, first into the tummy, into the abdomen, the back of the abdomen, into the rib cage, expanding, opening up the back of the rib cage, and up towards the top of the lungs, the collarbone and shoulder blades. And then controlling as you're breathing out. Using the ribcage muscles, the tummy muscles, to make a long exhalation. Expanding but not straining. And controlling as you exhale. And feel the air going in, well, the prana, the lovely prana, going up towards the shoulders, but underneath the armpits as well, into the side there. Everything expanding and contracting. And a lovely empty space. And then just turn the head to the side and just rest and sink into the floor. Let the breathing become normal. Just watching the breath without any particular attention, just letting it come and go. A bit like watching the sea just coming in gently and going. And body just relaxing into the floor. And then when you're ready, we can just turn on our side. And I will just mention that when you're doing your, if you're doing this on a morning, it's quite good to actually do some breathing on your side as well. And just try to breathe into the side of the rib cage. We won't do it now because I'd like to do a couple more exercises with you. But really good to try and breathe under the shoulders, under the armpits and into the top of the rib cage at the side. So you can do that when you're in your bed, because this is fantastic exercise for early morning and late nights, and you don't even have to get on a mat. You can just do it in your bed. When you're ready, we'll come to sitting, and if you can find yourself a nice comfortable sitting position. Supporting your knees if you need to. But the main thing, you can sit on a chair, you know, wherever you're comfortable. But the main thing is just to have the spine nice and straight. I'll just give you a few moments to find a seat. So now that we've just got the idea of controlling the breath and the three parts of the breath, and this is something we can do at any time, really, just to really learn to breathe as we should breathe. That's natural breathing. So it's nothing new, but we do have to sort of relearn it. So that's easy enough to do, just a little bit of practicing, and it starts to become normal to use the tummy again to breathe up here. And That's the work of doing the three parts of the breath, is just to remind us, just to show us how to breathe again. Now we've got control of the breath, a little bit of control of the breath, we're going to do some rhythmic breathing, which is a really lovely way to control not only the breath, but also the emotions and the mind, and just to really get in touch with that subtle, soft body. So making sure you're comfortable, you're warm enough. As long as your spine is straight, I'll just talk you through it very quickly. We're going to breathe in to a count, and we're going to hold the breath, and then we're going to breathe out to a count and hold the breath. So there'll be four parts of the breath, and I think some of you have done this before with me. Great way to increase the capacity of your breathing. And also I found it's just a fantastic way to concentrate, because I always do the practice of going with the breath and following down into the body and coming out. So it makes a really, really nice way of just starting to concentrate. And if you do want to do some meditation, a great preparation. What we can do as well is add, I think most of you will be aware that there are subtle channels in the body. Most of us don't notice them or really get in touch with them very much, but they are there. And two of the main channels start from the nostrils, and they just tip back. They go up, back into the center of the head, and then like the handle of an umbrella, they hook back and then just go down through the center of that lovely hollow body that we were sort of exploring. And also right the way top to bottom, from the crown down to the uterus, down to the perineum, you've got one long
central channel. So we won't put any colours on them. We won't do anything. You know, every system has different ways that it works with this thing. But the rhythmic breathing is a great way to actually get to know that those highways. Okay, so we're going to breathe in first to a count of four. Hold the breath for a count of two. And then we're going to breathe out a slightly longer breath. So it'll be a count of six. And we'll hold out at the bottom of the breath, a pause for a count of three. So I'll take you through the count. But the main thing is to do your comfortable breathing. So if you need to speed up the count to get up to the four, six, when we continue, just do that make sure that all the time the breathing is comfortable. So here we've got four parts of the breath. We're going to breathe in and we're going to have a pause, and then we're going to breathe out and it's going to be a longer exhalation. That we need to train to do. That not only does that get rid of lots of waste product from the body, it's a really, really good way of letting go, because we grasp with the breathing like everything else. So let's concentrate on that letting go part. Okay, so just rest the mind at the nostrils, the tips of the nostrils. Gently close the mouth. Slightly tuck the chin, just slightly towards the chin, the chest. Relax the shoulders. Tummy relaxed. And then start to breathe in to a count of four. And follow the breath into those channels, just gently slipping along, breathing into four. Hold to a count of two. And then the breath, follow the breath up the central channel as it goes out, breathing out to a count of six. And then hold to a count of three. Then breathing in again to a count of four into those side channels. Follow the breath down through the center of the body. Hold to a count of two and breathe out to a count of six, following the breath up the central channel and out through the crown. Hold to a count of three. So just in your own time, let's do a few of those. Four, two, six, three. Using that lovely control that you've learnt, just expanding the tummy a little bit, the rib cage, nothing strained. And then notice the pauses at the top of the breath. At the bottom. Four, two, six, three. Using the rib cage and the tummy to control that exhalation. Enjoy the space at the top and bottom of the breath. And now we're going to increase that inhalation and exhalation. If you need to take a rest, just do. But if you can keep going gently, we're going to breathe in to a count of six. And at the top of the breath, there'll be a space of three. And then we'll breathe out to a count of eight. And there's a space of four at the bottom of the breath. So see what you can do with this. Breathing in to a count of six. Holding to a count of three.
and then slowly breathing out to a count of eight. Extending that exhalation and then a space of a count of four. So six, three, eight, four. And as the counts get longer, you really find using the tummy expansion and expanding the rib cage just helps the rhythm of the breathing. And remembering also to try and follow the breath in down those tubes that go through the center of the body, like little straws, very fine tubes. And the central channel as you're breathing out, taking the breath all the way up and out through the crown, just dissolving into space above your head. Six, three, eight, four. Enjoying the space in between the breath, just letting go. Staying with the breath and following it. And now we'll bring the breath back down to the original count. So start to breathe into your next inhalation to a count of four again. Holding for a count of two and breathing out to a count of six. And then holding for a count of three. Four, two, six, three. And feel the difference in this breathing, a lot easier. Staying with the breath as it goes in, trying just to locate those channels. Just start with imagination, and then you start to feel them. And you can light them up with the prana. Join the spaces in between the breath. And after your next exhalation, just relax the breath. Just rest the eyes. Stay where you are. And just enjoy the no movement, nothing to do. Just enjoy the space. Just expand into that space. Very soft, very open, And then just bring your mind back to the breath. And breathing a bit deeper, just open the eyes and give your hands a rub. And maybe stretch up. And what we're going to do now is just take a 5-minute break, so you can just get off your mat and stretch, do whatever you need to do. We'll meet back again in 5 minutes. Thank you. So after that little break, we're just going to now do some, it's meditation that's a preparation for the Qigong, and it's a meditation we do before the start of our Qigong session, and it's rather nice, and so I'd like to share it with you. So again, you need to just be comfortable on your mat or your chair, wherever you find it best to be, as long as your spine is straight, shoulders are relaxed, and just the chin just slightly towards the chest, not too much, but just so the back of the neck is comfortable. And also just make sure the lower back is comfortable as well. You know, sometimes it just helps to push the buttock cheeks out a little bit and straighten up the base of the spine. You probably all know these points. So. And then just gently resting the eyes. And taking your focus now down towards the tummy, the abdomen. Just travel down with your mind's eye. I mean, where your mind goes, you know, that's you actually can place yourself if you just take the mind with it. And it can almost be like an elevator, a lift going down, you know. Just travel down and try and sit yourself just below the tummy button. In the center. And then be aware of just all the organs, the abdominal organs, just a gentle awareness. And feel the warmth of those internal organs. And then just increase that glow. So it feels like there's a sun almost down in the abdomen. Right in the center is this lovely, lovely beam of light, warm light. It's glowing and it's warming up the tummy. And that warmth and glow is spreading throughout the body, just pulsing like a star, but just warming up every part of the body. And if you can't go that far with your imagination, then just keep going back to the tummy, to the center, just below the tummy button, right in the center of that hollow place we've been exploring earlier. And just send a glow out. Feel the warmth of the internal organs and use that as a glow to just start your own little interplanetary sun down in what's called the Dantian. This is your main storehouse of energy. This is your main, what we call stove, you know, where we collect the fuel and send it out to all the body. And then just below that lovely glowing orb, down in the uterus for ladies, concentrate that glow. I mean, you keep the glowing sun in the Dantian, but take a concentration of that energy to a little pearl of really intense light that's down in the uterus.
just down in the lower tummy will do. And feel that, be really aware of that very strong light. The glow of the lovely orb of sun is still glowing throughout the body, but there's this lovely concentrated pearl of light down in the lower tummy. Now that light starts to pulse out, and it pulses up towards the kidneys, like a powerful torch beam of light. It rises up, enters the kidneys, they relax, they open out, and they just beam with this illumination, this illuminated space. So keep sending up that light from the pearl, very concentrated light going, rising up to the kidneys. They open out and just relax. Keep sending the light. Feel that the kidneys are really porous and they're just beaming out light now. And then go back to that pearl of light, lower tummy. And start sending a beam of light up towards the lungs. Really intense light. And the lungs just illuminate completely. Become brilliant, shining, porous, illuminating light out. The light from that little pearl just streaming up and completely filling the lung space, lighting it up. The lungs relax and just release all the tensions. And then going back to that pearl of light in the lower abdomen. Send that same strong concentrated light up to the liver. Just directing it in your imagination. Following it with the mind, you will be there. Into the liver. Opening up the liver with wonderful, wonderful light. The liver becomes porous. It relaxes and the light just beams out. So keep sending that light, light energy, chi, up to the liver. Circulating the chi. Cleansing and relaxing. And then returning to that pearl of light down in the lower abdomen. Now that pearl of light rises through the space. Your internal body, it's all nice and spacious. It just rises up towards the chest and to the heart area. And it expands into a lovely glow. Opening up the heart. Heart glows, it's porous. Now this lovely glow spreads out through the pores of the skin and out to the planet, the environment around us. So we have that lovely sun and glow in the tummy that's lighting up the body. Now in the heart area, that same energy, chi, light, glow, sending out through the pores of the heart, through the pores of the body, to touching everything in our environment. So touching this room, filling it, and then filling the space beyond that. The light keeps illuminating and expanding out, touching the whole planet and everything on it, everything in it. This light just connects with all the other living beings that have the same, they have the same chi, the same energy. Connect with that. Connect with all the rocks, the minerals. Chi, just everywhere. And drawing back to the heart center. And that lovely glow. And then that pearl. A very concentrated energy rises up to the head, right to the center of the head, and it's like switching a light bulb on. Pow! Light floods the space, touching all the neurons, all the connections, lighting it up. And then this light also goes through the porous edges of the body and it spreads right out across space, touching every star, all the planets, pulsing the same chi, same energy. It pulses out, expand out with that. And it pulses back, contract back with it. So just ebbing and flowing. Touching all the galaxies. All of space. Same chi that's in space and all the planets and all the systems is the same chi in you. So just connect. And then just being aware that at the heart center you're connecting with all the environment, that lovely glow. Down in the tummy, the glow connects with your body and all the chi that's circulating in your body. And the head connects with the whole universe. And the chi of the whole universe. And then drawing back into the centre of the head space, to that very concentrated pearl of light and energy. It drops down to the throat. It travels down the spine and through down to the coccyx. And then returns to to the lower abdomen. And just sit the mind there in that flow that's in the dantian, in the abdomen. Just feeling that glow, warming all the body, all the organs, everything flowing. And then just relaxing gently when you're ready. Open your eyes and we'll give the hands a good old rub and get that chi going. So in that meditation we connected with those three main energy centres, the three dantians that we work with in Qigong and Tai Chi, and the hands a shake. And then a stretch up and to the side, just easing out. And relaxing the hands down. We're going to do just a little exercise for the neck, which is like a tick-tock. You're just making a tiny movement from side to side, and it's just the best way of getting blood circulating in the spine. So if you do a lot of computer work, this is the one to do. So it's tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. And you need to do it for a few moments. But if you sit your mind down in that vertebrae, you can probably feel why. It just lubricates and opens the area. And it's the simplest of exercises. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. So hardly any movement, but just from side to side. One, two, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Not too far, just a little movement. And then yes, just a little nodding. Very, very little movement. Just a nodding head. Like those big cats and things that they have in the Chinese shops. We do here. They all have these little nodding heads. And so it's very tiny movement, but very, very effective. Really good if you're spending hours on the computer. Now start to make a figure of eight. Just gently moving the neck, making a figure of eight. You might hear a bit of creaking. All this just loosens it off. And then do in the opposite direction. And then come to the centre, turning the head towards the left and follow with the eyes, keeping the shoulders straight. Come back to the centre and then to the right, following with the eyes. Come back to the centre. And then with your tongue, make a nice rolling around the mouth to really get the saliva going. And exercise the tongue without talking. And then in the opposite direction. And when you're ready, we'll come to a standing, I always use little pumps, but you're fine in just your socks. Just find your space and we'll do a little bit of Qigong, working with that lovely Qi that we've just been meditating on. I'm just going to move my computer so you'll be able to see me. Hopefully, let's see.
Think back a bit.
Back a bit.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So let's start with just moving the hips, because we've been sitting now for a while and doing some laying down. So just start by gently moving the hips. Circling. Taking the weight to one side and then to the other. Nice opening out, relaxing the lower back, and a nice movement. And then do the reverse. Stretching out, opening out. Great. I mean, something you can do very, very simply on a morning is just these, just to open and move the hips, because we get very stiff there. And then the next thing is to swing. So keep relaxed in the base. Don't need to go too far. Everything relaxed. The hands are just swinging around. You keep looking forward. Keep the knees relaxed. So they're not tight. They're just slightly relaxed. And if you can, keep the feet pointing forward. So now swing a little bit more, but keep the face looking ahead. And then start to take the hands up. So you're going to be bringing, you're going to be giving a nice massage to the kidneys and to the shoulder area. So this is a fantastic way to warm up on a morning, and very, very quick. So you can really put some energy into that and give yourself a nice old beat on the shoulders and into the kidney. Lovely, lovely. Great. And then relax down. And then just shake the body. Just call it float in Spanish, but just literally, just relax the tummy, relax everything, and just shake it all about inside. This is fantastic for getting the chi going. Just see if you can do that. So you've just really relaxed. You're shaking here. You're just shaking the body up and down, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the tummy, and really just going up and down. That really gets the chi going. It's fantastic. And it's sometimes hard, you suddenly feel yourself tense up again in one area. Just shake it down. Okay, lovely, lovely, lovely. And then we'll just take the hands and give them a shake. So, shaking that way. And the wrists are really relaxed. And then we'll give them a turn. And a bit more of this. And then raising the hands a bit more and turning. And the wrists really relaxed. Shoulders relaxed. Elbows relaxed. Tummy relaxed. And now go out to the side like a bird. Yeah, that's great. And just try and keep the elbows relaxed. Everything relaxed. Just reaching out. And then coming back in. And then just relax to the side and feel the chi. Feel it going through the fingertips. Fabulous. Okay. So I will just say again, if you can get your feet pointing straight ahead, that's lovely. Just relaxing the knees
And the first thing is to really just unblock the channels. So thinking about those three energy centers and connecting with the earth, which is full of chi as well. We're going to lift the chi up from the earth through the bottom of the feet, right up through the body, up through the center of the body, and open out. So we're breathing in with this. Now push the shoulders down and the chin forward. And then breathing in, contract the energy. It explodes in the head. And take the chi right the way down through the center of the body. Relax the kidneys, relax the spine, and relax the arms and hands down. Take a pause, connect the earth energy that responds, and then draw it up through the base of the feet, through the paws, up through the center of the body, breathing in. Open out the chest. Push the elbows down to the floor and push the chin forward. And then as you breathe in, contract, draw in the chi into the head and just feel a sort of slight explosion of energy, or imagine it, but that light chi, take it down now, back through the center of the body. And as you relax the kidneys, relax the spine, and just curling down a little bit, not too much, but just a little bit. So collect the chi, draw it up right through the center of the body, up through the spine, and then open out and push the elbows down. Push the chin out. So it's not too much like that, it's about that, okay? But not too much. And then draw, breathing in on an in-breath, draw the chi in. And then take the chi back down through the bottom, through the center of the body, relaxing the spine, relaxing the hands, pause, and again, draw chi up. So do this in your own time. And the main thing is just to be aware of that sort of meditation, in a way, of those energy centers. So as you draw in the chi, feel the head light up a little bit. Then take that light, that chi, down through the center of the body. Everything relaxes down, opening up and connecting to the nucleus of the earth. And collect the chi again. It comes up through the soles of the feet, up through the legs, up through the center of the body. And this really unblocks all the channels. Press the elbows down, push the chin forward, and then collect the chi, contract it, sort of draw it in. And then take it all the way down through the center of the body. The head relaxes a little bit. The kidneys relax. The spine relaxes. And just pause down at the bottom. And then come to standing. So that's a really great one for unblocking all the channels. And when we talk about the breathing in Qigong, it's not controlled like it is in Pranayama. But we do tend to sort of draw in chi on an in-breath and expand chi out on an out-breath. And in between, you can do whatever breathing you want, you know, but if you can try and use that as a sort of way of traveling with the chi, and you'll get used to it, I think. So next, we'll just expand the chi. Remember, imagine that lovely ball of chi here. Connect with it with your hands. Just relax the hands down. And then open out the chi. You know, it's like a piece of elastic. And almost like your hands are moving through water. Lift them up above your head. And then hands together, palms together. Just take them back and just relax the knees down a little bit. clasp the hands and then reach up onto the toes and just stretch. Hold it for a few moments and then release the hands, and they're really relaxed. The wrists are relaxed. Chi only moves where you're relaxed. If the tension, it doesn't move as well. And bring the chi back in. Now on an outward breath, again, expand the chi. And it's like moving through water. The hands are really relaxed. Up they go. Palms together. They just turn back a bit and just bob the knees down a little bit. Clasp the hands and then stretch up onto the toes, not too high. Just hold it and just a nice gentle stretch. Hold for a few moments. Release the hands and keep everything relaxed, including the wrists. Everything relaxes down and you bring that chi back in. So let's do a couple more of those. So, breathing out, expand that ball of chi. And then palms together. Just bend the knees slightly. Palms go back. Clasp the hands. Stretch up. Relaxing there. Relax the kidneys. Relax the low spine. Release the hands. Make sure they're relaxed as they come down. Elbows relaxed. Draw the chi back in. And just do a couple more of those. So expanding the chi. Breathing out. You're always just breathing normally when you've run out of breath. This is palms together. They bend back. Clasp. And stretch up onto the toes. Lovely long stretch, but everything relaxed. And then release. And just feel that orbit of energy. Just like when the hands go through water. There's just a slight resistance. You can just slightly feel it and draw the chi back in. Lovely. Great. Well done. And now the next thing is we're just going to open up the heart. And this is fantastic exercise for the heart. And we do it with a sound, which is like an achi. So drawing the chi up again, you know, we've got this lovely, lovely stove here. So just imagine drawing that glow up and then open out and just give a hands relaxed. Don't need to go too far back. It's just, okay? And make a ha noise. And then relax. So those are really simple little ways of just getting everything going on a morning. Very, very effective. And now we're just going to work with the chi a little bit and get an experience of it, a little bit more of an experience. So feet straight ahead again. And the knees just slightly relaxed. That just takes the tension off the low back. And remembering that lovely ball we had of energy, that glow. And try and connect with it. And we take the arm out to one side. It's very relaxed. And as we do that, we breathe out and just expand the chi. And then bring it back in, contracting the chi back into that pearl almost. And the same on the opposite side. Everything stays relaxed. And then breathe the chi back in. And your weight's going from one side to the other. So you're breathing out and expanding that ball of chi. Breathing in, contract. Breathing out. Expand. Breathing in, contract. So it's like an elastic, isn't it? But actually it's going on all the way around you. And do it in your own time, just going from one side to the other. Just trying to breathe out as you expand. And breathe in as you contract. Then you sort of keep a linear line. So you're just going like a pendulum. This is the best way to balance the channels. You know, it's so simple. So even when you're out and about, you don't have to use the hands. But if you're having to wait somewhere for a long time, instead of waiting on one leg or, you know, getting uncomfortable, just go from side to side, even without the arm movements. It really, really helps to balance the chi, the channels, and then relax. So with that same feeling of ball of energy, we're just going to turn, see if we can turn that energy and connect with it. So imagine that ball, now imagine turning it. So the hands is very relaxed, and you're just going to have to imagine there's a connection to that ball of chi. And if you move from one side to the other, and the hand relaxes and starts to feel a slight movement. So really, it's not about the movements of the hands and the arms. It's all about the chi connecting with the chi in the abdomen. And then relax that hand. And then the same on the other side. So just turning the chi. Keep the knees relaxed. Keep the low back relaxed. And move from side to side. So you're really turning the chi. Now just swing the arms. Like a pendulum. And then a bigger ball of chi. And move with it. Not too far. Hands relaxed, and just making an orbit, a circle. The more relaxed they are, you don't need to go too far, but keep connected with the chi in the tummy. And then swing and go the other way. Connecting, don't go too far, you don't need to go up here at the moment, although some of our movements are. Just try and keep the circles about chest level. That's right, that's great, chest level. And then just swing from side to side and relax. And the next thing we'll do is just a few leg movements. If you need some support, and you know, why not, just get a chair and pop a chair at the side. And again, remembering we're connecting with the tummy dantian, and so when we expand, we're expanding from there. Think of it like a piece of elastic expanding out, and we're going to expand up and lift the hair, the leg. And then contract. So using those same sort of ideas and movements, connecting to the floor, expanding up, lift the leg. And then relaxing down, contracting the chi down to the floor. Remember that you're just expanding, and as you expand, the knee goes up, and then contracting down. So do a few of those in your own time, keeping that wrist nice and relaxed, connecting with the chi as you go up, relaxing down here, and then just taking, and you don't need to go too high with the leg, you know, it can just be a little bit, or use a chair, you know. So in your own time, just do a few of those. So breathing out just to begin the exercise, so you connect with the chi and expand. And then contract. And in your own time. And then take the weight to the opposite leg, connecting again with the Dantian. Just take the tightness off the supporting knee, and then expanding up, breathing out. And back down. Just two or three of these. Out as you expand, reaching up, keeping the hand relaxed and down. Lovely. And then just swing the hands from side to side, just opening out the tummy, because you can feel the tension coming as you're starting to balance, and I'm concentrating on you as well, so I can feel it. But you know, with practice and use of a chair, you can get really nice stretches. Nice hold, and it's fantastic for strengthening the knees and the backs and the tendons, and anybody with problems with their legs, this is just great, you know, because you're going to strengthen everything. So we're going to do the same a little bit more, and what we're going to do is take the chi, bring it in, turn it, lifting the leg and turning, and down, place the chi back in the ground. Then collect the chi, bring it in, turn it, and down. So the weight goes down there, connect. Then bring that chi back up again, draw it in towards you, turn the leg, turn the hand, and down. So the hand comes up, collects the chi, turns it, and then places it back down. Okay? Collect the chi, bring it into the dantian, turn it, turn the leg, and down. Okay? So use a chair if you need to, and you don't need to go too high with this either, but it's lovely when you can do it. It just feels and looks so nice. But you lift the chi, and you're breathing in, drawing it in. You turn it, you turn the leg, and then down. And the weight goes there. Just do that in your own time. And connecting down. And then just balance again. And we'll do the same on the opposite side. So, weight goes on to the opposite leg, and just slightly bend that knee, not too much. And then connect with the earth, draw the chi in, and then turn it and down. Try and keep this hand relaxed as well. And then collect the chi, draw it in, lift the leg, turn the chi, and connect back to the earth. In your own time, breathing in and then expanding out, breathing in, turn the leg and expanding out. Great, well done. Now just expand and balance from side to side. Now this one we'll do with two hands and connect with the earth. We draw the chi in and we open the leg out, turn the chi and down. Okay. So I'll just show you. So collect the chi, these are relaxed, and then bring it in, turn the chi in the tummy, and you open the leg, and then take the chi back down to the ground. So it's always circling the chi, it's circling, and you're just tuning into that. So just lifting the chi and drawing it in, breathing in, lift the leg, open it out, turn the chi in the tummy and place it back down. So it goes back down through the legs, down through the feet and the paws of the feet and into the ground. Lock a few of those. Lift the chi, draw it in, open and expand. Out goes the chi. And so you're moving your weight from one side to the other again. So just lifting the chi and the leg. Open the leg, the knee out. Take the chi down. And then same on the opposite side. So placing your weight on the opposite leg. Just bend the knee slightly. No tension. Wherever there's tension, you restrict the chi. So that's why we keep saying, keep it relaxed, keep it relaxed. And then connecting with the earth, draw the chi in and lift the leg. Draw it into the tantian. Open out, turn the chi, expand. Down. And so in your own time, just a bit of that. And down. So brilliant way to really strengthen the legs and strengthen also the tendons and the knees. Great. So now just balance from side to side, expanding, contracting. And we'll just finish off with, hopefully we'll get more time to do some tomorrow. But this is a group of, actually no, we will do that tomorrow because I think if we're going to have question time, we should just finish with connecting the earth to the sky. So this is quite an important part of Qigong where we connect the earth with the sky energy and we bring it down. So just balancing from side to side. And then as you start to open up the palms, open up the abdomen, the tummy. Now open up the chest. So you're expanding the chi. Bring the arms up above the head. Everything open, head open, all the channels nice and open. Now bring that energy down through the crown of the head and try to do that with an in-breath. You don't need to make it deep, just start with an in-breath and feel the flow of all that energy going through the crown of the head. When you get to the chest, just turn the hands slightly and then take another breath and breathe out as you push the chi all the way down through the center of the body, through the legs and down through the soles and paws of the feet. And just pause, relax, the lower back relaxes. And then draw, connecting with the earth, draw the chi back up into the tummy and expand. And back, contract. Now expand again. Open up the tummy, expand. Open up the chest, expand. Open up the head. all the channels open. Now collect all that lovely chi and draw it in with a little bit of an in-breath through the crown of your head. And when you get down to the chest level, turn the hands so the palms face the floor. Take a breath and breathe out as you take the chi all the way back down, connecting to the earth. Relax the lower spine, relax the kidneys. Head not too far down, but it's relaxed. Now a pause. Draw the chi back up into through the feet, up the legs, into the tummy, and expand. And then one more time. Open up the tummy. Open up the chest. Open up the head. All the channels open. And then collect that lovely chi. It's like a torrent of rain, a torrent of gorgeous light, or however you want to imagine it. Breathing in as you start the movement down, it comes through the crown of the head, turning the hands so the palms face downward, and then breathe out the chi right down through the bottom of the body and into the floor, relaxing. No spine, hands are relaxed, everything relaxed, connect to the nucleus of the earth. Draw that chi back up through the soles of the feet, into the dandian, the tummy area, and expand. And then we really only got a couple of minutes left if we're going to have some questions. So let's just collect the chi and bring it back into the dandian, which is called closing the door. So we just collect the chi, pull it back towards the dandian, and close the door. And do a couple of those. Lovely. And then just give yourself a shake. You know, like a bird. And that's our Qigong session. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, if you've got any questions, we've got 5 minutes before people do have to go. So please join us, and if I can answer the questions, I will. Okay. Take the computer with me. So I hope that was okay, that you got a little bit of a feeling of working with chi.
It's very good, yeah. Lou, can I ask a question?
Please, if I can
ask. I find, you know, how with yoga or anything, you're so used to breathing in as you go into a posture. Yes. And that, it seems really hard to switch.
It is really hard. Thank you for noticing that, because I've done yoga and you obviously are. It's completely back to front, isn't it? So often as you're going like this, we would always do an out breath as we come down, and not, yeah, it is the wrong way. But you get used to it, because right. I think the main thing is to think expanding.
Right.
You need to breathe out with the expanding. And it's important that you don't think that, that's it, I've got to wait until I contract to breathe in. He's always, my teacher always says, just start it with an out breath or an in breath, and then just breathe normally. But I understand exactly what you're saying. It seems back to front, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really completely confusing.
Yeah. But I think you just got to keep thinking, expand. What would you do when you expand? It doesn't matter if you're going up. I mean, that
you know, but we breathe out to expand. We
need to
expand. And when we're bringing it back in, we got to breathe in. And bit by bit, it's taking me quite a while. I still get moments where, oh, this doesn't feel right. You know, it feels natural. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Shared that completely.
Pardon?
I share that completely.
Yeah. It's just worth keeping going with that. When I'm expanding, well, obviously I need to breathe out. I wouldn't expand. So I think you've got to think more about what's going on here, going on, you know, this pulsing.
Coming in.
Yeah, something like that. Bit by bit.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Can I help anybody else with any questions on that?
I just wanted to say, when I do a breathing exercise, I find it really painful sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
If I make it, you know, I like to control my breathing, if it comes unnatural, then I have to let go and go to my feet or somewhere. Otherwise, I feel very anxious with it. Well,
thank you. And your body is telling you something. It really is. This is why I always say go very, very gently with the breathing. Mm-hmm. As you get used to breathing and controlling it, it becomes natural. But you don't, you know, it's so important you don't do any strain, and also not holding the breath. Because if you've got any blood pressure problems, issues, they always say you shouldn't really hold the breath very long. And I actually stopped doing pranayama for a few years because they diagnosed blood pressure and said, it was a genetic thing, because I was furious after all the exercise. They must have thought, oh, my God, no wonder she's got blood pressure. But I realized that actually it is controlled. It's things that happens to many, many people. But it's important that you don't do too much holding of the breath, and that everything you do is comfortable. The minute you feel uncomfortable and feel like a claustrophobic feeling or
tight and
it's your body
pushing it.
it's your body saying, please give me a break. Give me, you know, go back to the natural breathing. That's why I teach over and over again the three-part breath. There's loads of other more complicated breathing exercises, but the three-part breath you can do in bed. You don't have to even go out to a class, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you do that as a regular sort of thing, you'll find that the breathing becomes more relaxed, more controlled, and deeper. So that's why that is our foundation and the base. And then everything else becomes, you don't have to strain. The worst thing is straining, because it actually causes, the small capillaries in the, it can damage them. So we have to be very, very careful. And I do worry when they're teaching these things of holding the breath. You really have to build up to that. But you can do. Just listen to your body, Ilsa. Any discomfort, take a rest. You know, keep taking rest when you're doing the breathing as well. And just don't do too big a breath, you know. It will, you know, like a balloon, when you first try to blow a balloon up, it's really tight, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then you sort of pull the balloon around a little bit and then go, and it suddenly, doesn't it? I've always found that magic. With balloons, you know, when you do these, it seems so simple.
Yeah.
But if you do it quite regularly, and you can do it any time, let's face it, because we're always breathing, then you'll find that it becomes like a balloon and it stretches, because, you know, it's all getting more and more rigid as we get
older. Yeah, I've noticed that.
So breath is life. Breath is life. The quality of your breathing is the quality of your health. But also it's very helpful for, you know, if you want to sit on your mat and
be patient.
Yeah, just go very, very gently.
Yeah, thank you.
If they say it's like
pneumatic
drill. Yeah. Any other questions?
Thank you.
I think, we've come to 1 o'clock.
We do just one thing. Could you remind
Who is your teacher again? I can't remember.
My teacher for the pranayama is sadly passed away. He's called Phil Jones. His student still teaches, and he's called Philip Cherry, and that's with an X. There's not many people do the classical pranayama, they taught that. But Philip Jones, sadly, is no longer with us. A wonderful Welshman, had hardly any lungs because he'd been a miner all his life. But with that little part of his lungs, he could do anything. It was amazing. So very blessed to have learnt that. Sorry, we've got a visitor. That was my teacher. Okay. For the Qigong, it's a man called Pedro Valencia. Valencia? Valencia. And he is in Valencia. And he teaches now online. And I go to classes nearly every day with him. He's amazing. Amazing. Sadly, it's in Spanish. But you'd be okay, Elizabeth, no?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm lucky enough.
Okay, we'll send you the link.
Ah, thank you so much. Why are you based in Spain again? So I'm
in Catalonia.
You're in Catalonia. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to,
Yeah, so we'll put that link there. I mean, there's plenty of different Qigong teachers and there's different styles, and I'm not going to push mine. I felt like I did a little bit the last weekend I did, and that's not fair. I happen to like it because it just goes so well with the meditation and with the other practices I do. But there's other forms of Qigong, many different forms, and some are more active, more physical, and Hun Wan, which is the style I do, is very meditative. Not when we get into the formers, because I also do Tai Chi with him, you know.
How does it compare with Lee Holden's teaching that Paula, actually, you know, Lee Holden is in California. Holden. Have you?
No, I know the name, and Paula told me about him. I haven't seen his style.
Okay, it'd be interesting to see the comparison. I do the videos of Lee. He's got videos of 10 minutes, 20 minutes, morning, evening.
Okay.
That's good.
I should have a look, yeah.
I like it, but I'm looking forward to watching Pedro.
Pedro Valencia. It's good fun. He's teaching every day. Okay, I think we're about...
Thank you very much.
Lovely to see you all again, and thank you so much for coming to the class, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
What the name?
Thank you very much.
What is the name of that?